So strange, hey jealous lover, what is making you change? Hey jealous lover, how wrong can you be? I'm yours ever faithful, just be faithful to me. I am just as steady as that clock on the shelf. Maybe you're accusing me of what you do in yourself. Hey jealous lover, I'm telling you true, I know that you're jealous.
Right, can you really believe Frank Sinatra on this? Come on, man, don't be insane.
Lots of times, but just couldn't do. I was much too busy, baby, being faithful to you. Hey, jealous lover, I'm telling you true. I know that you're jealous, but there's no one but you.
That somebody else is gonna find his way into your heart. I love you, darling. There's always a chance a stranger might find some way to pull us apart. Darling, you give me no reason to worry my mind, 'cause you've never once been untrue. It's just that I've loved you for such a long time. And that's why I feel like I do. in your heart. You know, darling, nothing hurts worse than the memories you save after a love falls apart. Think about it. So, darling, please don't blame me for keeping what's mine and guarding our precious love like I do. It's just that I've loved you for such a long time that I'm still jealous of you. Honey, I'm still jealous of you.
Oh, the irony. The irony. Oh, the irony is killing me. Jerry Lee Lewis with I'm Still Jealous of You and Frank Sinatra, Hey Jealous Lover. Talk about two misogynist dudes. You talk about two guys that really gave guys a bad name. You know, how Frank Sinatra never got canceled, I'll never know. I'll never know, man. Guy did. There's just some people out there, I think they make a pact with the devil, and they say, well, I can just do anything I want and get away with it. You know, there's people like this. It's fascinating. There's some people that just can get away with everything. Of course, being a white guy probably is pretty much at the top of the list. But just to get away with everything. Jerry Lee Lewis did get canceled for quite some time. When he married his 13-year-old cousin. At least he married her. You know, bottom like that. So, Jerry Lee Lewis, Still Jealous of You, Frank Sinatra. And then we heard Jealousy by Esquivel. So this is the Zombo right here in your brain. It is 11 o'clock and going through the seven deadly sins. And the other thing, too, about when somebody does something. You know what I really can't stand is the word alleged. When somebody does something, it's alleged. Oh, the alleged sex offender. When they always say alleged. Alleged means everybody knows you did it. We just can't say anything. Because, you know, because we just can't say anything because you're powerful. But it's alleged, or we're going to get in trouble. But alleged, when anything is alleged, you know damn well, guilty as hell. And when someone pleads the fifth, oh, come on, I plead the fifth. They're just saying, you know what? I did it, but I'm not telling you. That's basically all the Fifth Amendment is. Yeah, I did it. I'm just not saying. What they should do is, honestly, sodium pentothal and thumb screws. That's the way to get the truth these days. So a good old shot of sodium pentothal, throw a couple thumb screws on them. You'll be surprised how they tell the truth. Not putting your hand on a book and swearing you're going to tell the truth. That's for suckers. That is for suckers and losers. Suckers and losers tell the truth when they put their hand on a book and raise their other hand. When you think about it, it goes, oh, can you lift your leg? Can you lift your leg and put your hand on this iPhone? Oh, yeah, I can lift my leg. Okay, you're going to tell me the truth now, right? Oh, yeah, because I lifted my one leg up and I have my hand on my iPhone. That's about, that's the difference. And how, I mean, it's just a dumb people believe that. And there's some people that just are such good liars. They're amazing liars. You know, Orange Turd is not a good liar, but he has a bunch of dopes stupider than believing him. But there are people out there that just lie just because they can, and they're really good at it. And they lie so good that they even lie to themselves, and they believe their own lies. Isn't that bizarre? Because the human brain is like crazy. The human brain, if you think things make sense, you think of this big glob of goo that's in your skull. It's just this big glob of goo with a bunch of, or it's a gob of ghoul. It's a gob of ghoul or a glob of glue. And all these like neurons and all this stuff. And that is, I mean, if you actually think about it, how do you walk? You don't really know how you walk. You just do it. You know, this is a glob of goo. It's amazing. And you try and make sense out of all of it. And really, in the bottom line, there's really not a lot of sense there. You know, I always like the idea that you're just you're a meat skeleton being powered by a gob of goo in your brain. Yeah, isn't that fascinating? It's borderline magic, and we believe it all. It's so crazy. It is so crazy. And things you do every day. If you could explain that to, like, you know, like an alien, like, yeah, like how to drive, how a car works, how a drive, and how, you know, even a phone. It's all magic. It is all magic. That's why so many people believe in ridiculous things. You know, it's no different than believe, like, have an iPhone. Just believe an iPhone works because you have it in your hand. And they say, well, okay, that's just God's will, the way that thing happened. When something bad happens, God's will. Wow, man, God ain't a very nice guy if that's his will. If that's his will for your, like, if you're like, you know, parents to get sick at a earlier, yeah, Robert Palmer, yeah, for Robert Palmer to die at age 50. Yeah, what kind of will is that? Come on, man. Whatever. So anyhow, let's get back into jealousy and envy. But yeah, just being a human is just really a riot, isn't it? It is crazy, and we're celebrating the seven deadly sins, the things that human beings just, we try and bury this stuff. We try so hard. Some people do really good at it. Some people do really good at burying these seven nasty things. Other people celebrate it, and some people have one that peaks out, or everybody's got something that they're kind of obsessed with. I know people that have a gambling obsession. That's probably the craziest thing for me. I can understand being an alcoholic. It's like, wee, wee, yay, this feels good. But man, the idea of gambling just really kind of baffles me. You know, it's such a weird high. But whatever, here comes Bettin' Freddy. Needless to say, hey, jealousy. That's right. Gin Blossoms. Hey, any of the Gin Blossoms listening? I'll take fries with my order.
It might not be that bad. You were the best guy. a jealous mind. And when you're not at home, I just can't take it. Just my jealous mind. I dread the time that you might leave me. Deep in my heart, I know you'll never go. Set you free. You could be out with him, and I would never know. It's just my jealous mind.
Out of Germany. And that is a song called Jealous Mind. Before that, we heard Swami John Race with Basement Envy. Jay Giles Band. Yeah, Jealous Love. Gin Blossoms, Hey Jealousy. Yeah, there's a hit parade. A hit parade of jealousy for you right there. Today's show is all about jealousy and envy, the first of the seven deadly sins. And it's interesting, Marcus Aurelius just gave some musings saying how it's the kind of like the least... the least you get the least out of this. He says, like with lust, you that there's sex, with greed, there's stuff you get, but with jealousy. But here's the thing about it. Just being jealous of somebody, actually, you know, if you focus it correctly, it helps you for fuel. You know, you want to try and be a better person. You want to try and do better. I think jealousy is a good fuel. It's still a sin, and it's still like, ooh, it's still a bad feeling. It's still a dark place. But that dark place, you know, you can actually use that for enthusiasm. Like, man, that guy is really a good guitar player. I'm so jealous and envious. I want to work harder so I can kind of be a better guitar player. And no matter where you are on the spectrum, there's always somebody jealous and envious of you. I know. There's people that go, man, hate that Zombo on the radio. I could do a better job being the DJ than him. Well, then go right ahead. There you go. Let me be the fuel for your career in DJing. Yeah. Believe me, nothing to be jealous about. It's just a weird-ass show. So anyhow, I gotta tell you though, I'm gonna yell at you a little bit later on. But right now, Marcus Aurelius made a really good point. I forgot about the movie Bedazzled, the original one from 1967. Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, all about Peter Cook. So we're gonna talk about deals with the devil in a minute. But this whole movie's about deals he makes with the devil, and it's just a brilliant film. Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, and there's actually a great song that we're going to play now. The Devil, a.k.a. Drimble Widge, and his band The Vegetations, from the movie Bedazzled.
And now, this year's most exciting discovery, Drimble Widge and The Vegetations!
I don't want you. little jealousy can bring down a nation, and personal invasion can ruin a man. Not even his family will understand what's happening, the price that he's paying, or even the pain. Professional jealousy started a rumor, and then it extended to be more abuse. What started out as just black propaganda was one day seen to be believed as truth. They say the truth is stranger than fiction, but a lie is more deadly than sin. It can make a man very bitter and angry when he thinks that there's someone is going to win. Professional jealousy makes others crazy. They think you got something that they don't have. What they don't understand is it's not that easy to cover the miles and be where you are.
Go with that right there. There's another fine human being, Van Morrison. There you go, Van Morrison, by request for Scott, Last Guy Standing, Professional Jealousy. And there you go with some of that. So yeah, this whole deals with the devil thing is always kind of a fascinating. I mean, they always talk about Robert Johnson making a deal with the devil, and you know, I just, you know, some people must have. You know, and you know, you never get that. Most people, I just don't. Most people, as I devil doesn't approach them because it's like, yeah, your soul's whatever. Yeah, whatever. And that's such a weird deal, too. I'll give you, I wonder who came up with that idea. You know, this demon's going to show up. He's going to give you everything you want. Why can't you just get anything you want? Why can't you just be like a genie? Just rub the lap and you get a genie. It's got to be like, you know, there's got to be a rub there. Ah, yeah, funny. And we're like, you know, you sign the deal with the devil. Yeah, and then the devil gives you all this, and then why does he want your soul? I don't understand. And I go, all right, whatever, dude. Whatever. And I mean, oof. All right, whatever. What else did we play? I think it's those two things. Bedazzled. That was Peter Cook. What a great film. Peter Cook, Dudley Moore, and I believe Raquel Welch is in that movie, 1967. It's really a kick-ass film. So here's the Z right here. I should tell you another thing here. Let's see here. All right. Is a credit card debt making it difficult for you to pay your rent, mortgage, or your utilities? I hate to get on about these utilities, but this is pathetic. This is pathetic. How they're squeezing everybody. And I don't even understand how we just can't have decent, like, you know, just put a bunch of solar panels up all over the place. You know, I'm saying, like, all these areas that are just, like, all these houses that are falling down, put solar panels on them. You know, use them, and then have people squatting them. But then the solar panel's already hooked up to the grid. So you get all this electricity going into the grid. You put them on all these abandoned houses. You put solar panels on all the abandoned houses. It doesn't take up any more real estate. Put some, and then you throw it all on the grid. People stop getting weird. People will stop getting weird about the whole AI thing. I started off with this PSA, now I'm going to this AI thing. But it really is crazy that now there's all this militant, I hate AI, and then there's all this, like, pro-AI, and it's just like, it's really, to me, it reminds me of the beginning of recycling. When recycling first kicked in, there were people like, you're not recycling, you're a horrible human being, you're not recycling. And then all of a sudden, just like one day, it's like, well, you know, we can't win at this game. There's just too much garbage. It's an avalanche of garbage. Why don't we just kind of make the pretense of recycling? You put it in these cans, and then we'll dump it all in the same place anyhow, but you'll feel better. There's got to be something like that with AI. But yeah, and then I don't even know where I stand on it, because it's one of those dual-edged swords. It's like, sure, the internet's a great place, but the internet's also a pretty dark place. Oh boy, having a calculator is really great, but now my brain doesn't really get able to, I can't count figures right. Oh, this GPS is really a wonderful invention. I can't get around town without using it now. So I guess it all depends on what kind of crutches you want to have, there's some, I mean, it's just amazing that, you know, the whole AI thing is, people just see it either as, like, the greatest thing that's ever came or the end of civilization as we know it. And it might be both the same thing. The greatest thing that ever happened was the end of civilization. Speaking of that, do you have trouble making your debt, renting your mortgage? Is your home insecurity often an unintended consequence of your inability to pay for mounting? Man, this is sad. Your credit card debt. I was down this road, man. It ain't good. It ain't good wallowing in all this debt. Oh, if there's only something that could help me. Let me look here. Working with a nonprofit credit counselor can reduce the risk of eviction, foreclosure. Oh, that's so sad. And tackling debt for good. And really, what exactly is debt? They make a big deal about debt. You know, this country's, what, $7 trillion in debt? Who do we owe this $7 trillion to? You know, we owe it to China. We owe it to, who do we owe this $7 billion? And who is going to lend you more money when you're already at $6 billion? You know, you're at $6 billion. Hey, we could use another billion. Really? You know, you're at $6 billion already. Yeah, but just this last billion is like a compulsive gambler. Who do all these countries owe money to? You know, it's really crazy. So, like, you run your life like this, and you have all this bad debt. You have all this debt over top of you. Maybe you should just be like the government. Just be like the government. Just say, well, you know, I'll get to that. Kick the can down the road. And for a while, we didn't have, this is the crazy thing, and I couldn't tell the difference. When Clinton was in office, they said, okay, our deficit is zero. We had no deficit. And nobody was clicking their heels in the air and saying, this is a great thing. You know, now it's like a gazillion dollars in debt. You know, and somebody got paid at, I guess. I don't know. It's crazy who you owe money to. You know? I mean, it's easy to say, like, okay, I owe money to this credit card. And there's always those billboards, too. They always try and make it funny. They always try to make it funny, like around Christmas time. Oh, ho, ho, ho. You know, Santa, we'll be your Santa Claus. We'll help you get out of debt. Or Easter comes along and they put on Easter bunny ears. It goes, oh, we're going to hop you right out of debt. Is this a joke to you guys? You know, being in debt is pretty nasty stuff. I mean, like I'm saying, I was driving like cars that were unsafe at any speed. I was in debt up to my ears. You know how I got out of it? I don't know. Just never stop being jealous. Jealous of people with a lot of money. It made me work harder. How's that grab you? You know, if you're jealous of somebody, maybe it makes you work harder. I don't know. Or it all depends how you look at it. But it is a crazy thing, man. It is a crazy thing. And money is just the money. They say money is the root of all evil. I mean, money is not the root of all evil. Money is the root of civilization. There is no way that we could operate without money. You know, like, hey, I need a new roof on my house. Oh yeah, that's going to cost you 3 sheep, an ox, and a bar of gold. I don't have that, but I do have this paper that says, do you see the price of gold now? The price of gold is crazy. It's almost $5,000 an ounce. That is, and it's just a piece of, it's metal. You know, and why not lead? Because, you know, I mean, why not all these other metals? Because we believe. It's this whole crazy belief system. This ball of goo in our brain believes certain things, and that's how we survive. Isn't that, that's fascinating. This ball of goo that's in your skull. You know, he just believes things. And then you wonder why people can believe all this crazy stuff. People believe crazy stuff because this ball of goo can do, it's like there's a reptilian part in the back, you know? And there's a little bit of reasoning here. It is, and there's something that makes all the muscles move. It's crazy, man. It's mighty crazy when you think about that ball of goo that's making all your decisions. And that's the thing that gets people about decisions. People, like, I hate to say it, people get these really bad financial decisions. They make bad financial decisions. Then they make bad relationship decisions. You know, then they make bad health decisions. What makes you think any of these people are going to make a good political decision? Huh? How you like them apples? All right. Here's one of the most finest tunes about jealousy. I love this tune. I've been kind of waiting for the almost the noon o'clock time. Iggy Pop, Jealousy, Zombo in your gooey brain.
Jealousy, baby. Show through your wasting my time again, but that's not your nice and smooth.
Listen, this will take brains, not brawn.
believe it, and I'm loaded with both.
Will you listen?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, while you create a disturbance, I'll rescue Mowgli. Got that?
I'm gone, man. Solid gone.